Hey, welcome to the Mars Pro Podcast. We are up to episode 59. Gonna crank out a ambient audio feature here, the ambient racing sounds, the Verizon IndyCar Series at Watkins Glen from last weekend. This is something that was a much bigger joy than I expected, the sounds themselves. And I say that because I have a lot of other sounds I've already captured that are older, heck, even more than a month old, that I've yet to produce and put up. Pirelli World Challenge from Mid-Ohio. We have IMSA from Road America. I have a whole bunch of stuff from the Rolex Monterey Motorsports Reunion, just ambient sounds of F1 cars, Can-Am, Trans-Am, you name it. I'm putting this up first, though, because there's just some really, really good stuff. And mind you, when I say really good, it's not a personal thing. I just pressed the record button, which is a little bit funny because actually I did that and propped up the recorder, my brand new recorder, which I've told you that I loved and is actually really expensive. I propped it up in a place that I thought would allow me to get some great sounds of cars going through the carousel. Left it there, then heard a loud crash, then a crack, and looked down and found that it wasn't as secure a place as I thought. My recorder hit the ground and the little touch screen, I would say it shattered. It cracked a whole bunch, so now the touch screen no longer works, so I get to send my 2-month-old recorder in for repairs because I'm a jackass. But all that stuff aside, the sounds themselves I really enjoyed, especially Set Among the Big Trees, which helped capture some sounds and give us some great, not so much echoes, but just really holding on to the reverberations. There's one other big thing to listen to, and this is a part that I was just smiling when I heard. The Indy cars with 700 plus horsepower, 5,000 plus pounds of downforce, and these really high speed, long duration corners absolutely punished the Firestone tires. And it was to the point to where you could hear, and this is what I'd like you to listen for, you can hear an actual hum of the tires scrubbing through some of these longer radius corners. Fascinating, though, because you can tell which car has more scrub than others by the frequency of that hum. So you get the engine noise, but you also get, and you do normally get the some sort of sound from the tires and the friction caused from them going around these corners, but there's an added layer of hum. And that to me was fascinating because you hear that hum, and then I'd look and see who was driving and how much steering wheel input they had, and the higher their hands were, meaning the more steering effort they had to put in, the higher frequency of the hum. So just something that you kind of never hear. And as my friend Townsend Bell said, well, that just means the engine should be louder. You shouldn't be able to hear the tires and the hum. Well, it's a good, fair point, but at least for a geek like me and a racing audio geek, it's really fascinating to pick out. So here's a variety of audio from the Watkins Glen IndyCar race.
No. Thank you.
Those were the audio delights of the Verizon IndyCar Series rolling around the 3.4 mile Watkins Glen road course. Thanks again for listening in. Check out more podcasts and other content at marshallpruitt.com.